So the big question is this: how can you, as an entrepreneur, be able to get unstuck, to be able to know what to do, how to do it, and where to start, so that you can stop experiencing a lack of wealth, health, faith, and love, to get to point B, where you're experiencing the life you were meant to live as an entrepreneur, your greatest one life, creating more income, impact, and influence? That is the big question. This podcast will give you the answer. My name is Austin Blanchfield. Welcome to the One Entrepreneur Podcast. Hey, 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 my One Entrepreneur family. I am super excited. Austin Blanchfield here, coming at you with a live interview. So pumped, so excited for you all tuning in, because I have an awesome, incredible guest with us today, Mr. Chandler Walker. I've known him for a little over a year now, and being involved in his space, he's just an absolute incredible guy. He's a business and health expert. It really has taken a lot of health and wellness programs to a completely entire level, to be able to transform people and their journeys to be able to achieve optimal health and wellness. And now he's really dialed in on being able to help entrepreneurs and business owners to scale their businesses. So I want to give a huge shout out, warm welcome to Chandler. How's it going, man? Super excited to have you on.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here. Hopefully we can give people some insightful action and they don't fall asleep with their eyes glazed over listening to us. I'm always hoping they enjoy it, especially if they're driving, don't want to cause any car accidents. So let's keep it exciting.
Yes. Heck yes. Awesome. Thanks so much, man. All right, cool. So let's go ahead and start off. Like, what's something, man, that not a whole lot of people know about you? Interesting fact about you.
Yeah. Interesting fact. I've been doing Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu since about 2009. It kind of started the whole journey almost when I think about it a little bit, and Muay Thai kickboxing. So I've been involved since before they were cool. Back in the day, we had this like not 300 square foot training facility where we were all just covered in puddles because there was so much sweat everywhere and no AC. It was a disgusting disaster, but stuck with it ever since.
Dang, that's awesome. And I know for a fact, like, how you do anything is how you do everything. So how do you think, like, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu has played an important role in, like, in your business and in your life, your wellness, like, in all areas?
Yeah, when you look at Jiu-Jitsu and like Thai boxing, it's like a chess game. So, and that's what I like about those aspects of martial arts so much, is Jiu-Jitsu is about getting someone to do something so you can do something else by reacting off of what they did, thereby getting your intended result. So when I look at coaching, for example, I need to help people understand where they need to go and what they need to do by priming them to do it. Then once they do it, I'm in a position to move forward. So it's the same thing. It's a chess game with clients, and you have to be the leader and you have to be the one who can help them win their own game. You're the guide, so they can essentially be the heroes in their story. And same thing in health. It's, hey, I want to lose weight, so I have to play a chess game with my own body. I have to figure out how it's going to react, how to make this work, and I have to make it work the way I want it to, so that way I get the intended end result. And so when I look at that, everything is just playing a chess game with someone else or yourself. It's, how can I get this person to do this thing I want them to do, so that way they think they did it, but I was the one who led them to their end result, because that's the winning ticket.
That's awesome. Nice. I love that. I love that analogy, like using, you know, a chess game, and how, like, ultimately you're leading them. But you, I like how you mentioned, like, having them think that it's their own idea, right? Like, to be able to move them forward in the right direction, taking that right next step so that they get the results. Like, that's huge. And that's, yeah, I mean, that's being a leader, is just being that one step ahead. And so that's like, that is so awesome. Thanks for sharing.
Exactly.
That. Exactly. Nice.
It's like, nice, that movie, Catch Me If You Can, with that con artist guy. He taught a whole semester of sociology and had no idea what even sociology was, to PhD level students. And so the FBI asked him, like, how did you teach to all these students who are at a significantly higher level than you? He said, I just read a chapter ahead of them. Stayed, yes, ahead. That was the winning ticket.
Yes, the winning ticket is staying one step ahead. That's awesome. Nice, man. All right, cool. Now, as far as, like, I'd love to be able to, yeah, dive into your journey, so like we can really get a full glimpse of like where you've been, how you've been able to come to, you know, where you're at currently in your business. So I'd love to kind of start off like with your, kind of like with that initial calling, like kind of what you're going through when you started to finally experience like, you know what, there's something so much greater for me to be able to show up for others. Like, let's kind of start at the beginning of your journey.
Yeah. So mine goes way back to the original gangster days of when I was a child, a kid. But yeah. So growing up, I had my parents divorced at like 2 years when I was young, and my mother had bipolar disorder. And so sometimes she'd lay in bed all day. She'd have these explosions, happiness, sadness, anger. And I learned how to communicate neutrally from a young age to be able to essentially quell and reduce the impact of the way she was feeling. But what I watched through her whole life was there was no way for her to find a solution. And there was no doctors who could really tell her what to do. Back then, it was a little faux pas to even say you had any sort of mental health thing. People wanted you to hide it and pretend like it didn't exist and just think happy thoughts. And then, so growing up, I got to experience that. And then on the other side of things, I got to experience my father, who was an entrepreneur. He had a siding and window business. He still has it. And he would take me to his customers' houses. I would leave at 6 a.m. with him just because he would get me a donut and orange juice. And then I would watch him like talk to customers, pitch his jobs, do his thing. And I thought it was really cool that he was able to essentially build his lifestyle that way and work for himself. And so because I had these two different dynamics, my dad always taught me, don't go into business for yourself. Just work for the post office and retire. It's easier. And of course I did the opposite. But then on my mom's side, as I went through school, I was intending to go a different route. So I went to graduated college with a degree in biochemistry and molecular biology. And then I went on a med school track, but I felt along the way that I was putting people in the same position as my mother. So I felt like I was just prescribing medication for a living and putting band-aids on problems for people. And I wasn't actually creating any sort of real change. And this isn't a shot at doctors. You're just hamstrung by the system. You don't have enough follow through and follow up to do real lifestyle changes, and people just want pills. So you're just stuck in this middle ground. So I broke off, and because I had the entrepreneurial drive from my dad, we ended up opening up a brick and mortar wellness facility because we had a really popular blog that I'd wrote all through college. It was called stoneagefuel.blogspot.com. And I would go in like the microbiology lab because I was a TA in there, and we would test probiotics and test if there was BCAAs and protein and just wreak havoc on the supplement industry. And supplement companies didn't really like it because a lot of the stuff they say isn't true, but the people liked it who read it, because we were telling them like, look, you're being sold garbage for $65 a pound. And we started getting invited to travel all over and do seminars and all this cool stuff. And eventually we decided to open up the brick and mortar, our first business, Stone Age Fuel. And all that started just because of the way I grew up, the fact that I got disenfranchised with the current medical system in the Western world, and that I had that entrepreneurial drive in my blood from my dad.
Man, that's awesome. That's great. Wow. That's a great story. And two, it's just looking at that, like that balance of kind of like what you're saying, the experience with your mother and then the experience with your father as well, and how that really, really played a role in really shaping who you are today. I always like to say like the path of your past equals like transforms into your passion, your purpose, and your plan. And so how do you feel like that really relates in your journey?
Yeah. So I think growing up, I got to see what the mental health world looks like when there's no solution for someone who is struggling. And then I got to see what the world looks like from an entrepreneurial standpoint. And so I think both of those coincided to give me not only just the drive to go deeper to help people, and that's how we came up with our Brain Code Rewired Neuronutrition programs, but also the drive to have the confidence to know that I could build something myself because I'd grown up seeing it. And because I think growing up with my dad being an entrepreneur, I think it normalized that for me. A lot of people wouldn't have broke off because they'd be afraid of the what ifs, but I think I was already in a position to where I knew what the what if was. And so it gave me the confidence and at least some sort of insight as to the fact that I can make this work because I've seen my father do it. And of course he told me not to, so I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah. That's great. I love that analogy with that. Cause I feel like too, like in so many of our journeys, like, it's like, oh no, I'm going to prove you. I'm going to do the exact opposite. So that's awesome.
Exactly.
Nice, man. Yeah. So along your journey, what do you think was like the biggest, struggle that you ended up facing? Kind of like that wall that you ended up hitting. Cause I feel like, you know, as an entrepreneur, we face a lot of struggles, and those really shape and make, you know, us who we are and really define us. So let's kind of talk about the struggling points that you hit and how you're able to overcome those so that you can keep pursuing this calling and this passion of yours.
Yeah, I try not to display my, I hate the gurus who show like the Lambo and like life's perfect. And it's like the day I was born, I opened up a $10 million business and you can too in 20 minutes or less. Yeah. And I think the whole world of entrepreneurship and building a business is designed around struggle, failure, inadequacy, and then coming to terms with the fact that you're never going to be perfect. It's being perfectly imperfect. And so when I tell people about my journey, I'm like, I just learned how to do all this stuff because I'm too dumb to stop learning. I'm just too dumb to quit. And ultimately we figure things out along the way. And so I think the biggest struggle, first year in business, I'm coming off this medical school track where everything's essentially set up for you and you just have to do the work, into this thing where there's nothing set up for you. And you have your own business, you're managing clients, you're managing systems. And so our first year in business, I probably worked from 4 a.m. until like midnight. And then I do the same thing over and over and over again. And it really wore me down because I was doing everything. This was a brick and mortar too. And so we're like cleaning the toilets, we're managing the front desk, I'm taking naps in the back and then running to the front when a customer comes in, trying not to look too asleep. And so just the whole chaotic disaster that becomes a business when it's dependent on you. And I remember this one time I was with family, we were having like a dinner, I had a minute to break away. And my little sister said, Chandler, she was like 6 or 7. She was like, are you a vampire? And a very innocent statement. And I was like, no, why would I be a vampire? She goes, because I only ever see you out at night. And I was like, mother of God, I need to make a change in my life.
Wow. Yeah, that's huge. And it's interesting how that was pointed out to you from that outside in perspective. And that it was a child that did that as well. Like, you know, being able to bring that perspective in. So what shift did you end up making during that point?
Yeah. So at that point, I realized that in order to run and own a business, you have to install systems and processes to maximize efficiency so you can replace yourself or automate things that you don't need to be doing all the time. And so at that point, I had my partner, Steph, who's my significant other. And after like 5 businesses together, we haven't killed each other. So we're doing pretty well up to this point. And we were like, we got to make a change. We can't do this thing 24/7. And so first thing I did was I set up operating hours for the business to where I was operating. We started removing ourselves from the actual applications of applying the methods to clients. So removing ourselves from the coaching, installing coaches to do coaching on the floor, installing front desk people to manage the front desk, creating systems for people to be able to enroll themselves into programs and all that, setting up marketing solutions, and then essentially creating like what my day actually looks like as an owner, not an operator. And so over the course of the year, we reduced the hours that we were doing things. We stopped stretching ourselves so thin. We looked at what was producing the most bang for our buck, while at the same time making sure we didn't sacrifice the customer experience. And we were able to kind of turn the whole thing around to be this high functioning, solid business that didn't necessarily depend on us.
Wow. Yeah, that's huge. And I think you make a really good point, because it sounds like, you know, going from owner, or like that owner versus operator. So really transitioning from operator to owner, like really taking control of your business instead of allowing it to control you and aspects of your life. So if you had to say like kind of one of the main key points to be able to help you make that transition to being that owner instead of necessarily operator, what would you tell people that are like wanting to make that jump?
Yeah, I have 2 words for you, Google Docs. And so what we did was, and I'm a firm believer in documenting your processes, so that way you can create systems to replicate yourself. I'm also a believer though, that you shouldn't be rigid in your procedures. You also need to be flexible for when situations arise where customers need some flexibility, because that's the strength of the small business, is flexibility. That's how we beat the large scale businesses, is we can make decisions quickly and we can be more flexible with customers, whereas large businesses don't have that luxury. So I think the biggest thing for someone listening who does want to move themselves in the owner position, not the operator, is number one, get rid of the idea that you're going to sit on Bora Bora and drink tea and not have to look at your business ever again. That's what the gurus are selling you. So you'll buy their $25,000 program and give them all your money and go into debt. It's if you're being the owner, this means you're the CEO. This means you're present. This means you're managing you're not managing operations, but you're managing the strategic growth of the business and making sure it's aligned. If you no longer want to be the CEO, you become an investor in your business. That's when you drink tea and sip on the beach in Bora Bora, which means you need to hire a CEO to manage the business. And so I think your step to doing this is essentially open up Google Docs, have a folder for everything you do, and then start creating systems and processes for everything from opening a door to turning on a light if you're an online business, It's, hey, here's how I run a Facebook ad. Step one, step two, step three. Here's the framework for enrolling clients. Here's the framework for onboarding clients. Here's the framework for turning on a computer. So that way they at least know what they're doing and then have a video attached to each one using something like Loom so they can do the step-by-step. Then they can watch the video and then they can come ask you if they need help or mentorship.
Wow, that's a lot of value dropping right there. Like that, I mean, that alone, that advice right there is worth, that's priceless. What you just mentioned is, and it's so simple, like everyone can do that, right? Like you're saying, just Google Docs, like document your journey so that you can be able to make that shift, to bring people in to take that operator spot. So you can be able to, be the CEO, be that owner. So that's huge. Thank you for sharing that, man. That's gold. What you just said, really huge. Nice.
Good times.
Awesome. So yes, that's man. Heck yeah. So, as far as, and two, I know just from you and your experience and our experience together, knowing a little bit about you and your story as well, as far as being ex Navy SEAL, right? Is that like?
Yeah, I was in the Navy.
There's a moment you're in the Navy SEAL as well, and I know that plays a huge role in looking at your jiu-jitsu background, and it's just like there's this. I really feel like this determination factor, like how you're mentioning, as far as you know, you did like 12 months, like the first year of your business, just really going through that struggle, but you're still determined, like that, the 4 a.m. to midnight, you were still driving to be able to push through and accomplish something greater. So during that process, and even to this day, is there a certain like why for you, like a certain mission, a certain, like what is your drive that is able to just help keep you going to push further through the struggle so that you can see the other side?
Yeah. You know, there's this concept that I use and that I've followed, and sometimes I don't recognize I'm doing it, but it's the idea. And I learned this in some of the more challenging programs and stuff that I've done in earlier years. And it's the idea of, I just need to make it to lunch and then I'm going to make it to dinner. And then I'm going to make it to breakfast. Then I'm going to make it to lunch again. And if I just do that, I can make it through every single day. I can make it through the hardest times in the world. I can make it through the most challenging situations because I'm grounded and I'm centered on the fact that I'm just putting one foot in front of the other. And I'm not looking too far into the future, which will wreck and destroy the motivation to want to do it, because all this doubt creeps in that says, hey, I don't know how much longer I can do this. Another 6 months of this, another year of this. Is this even possible? If I remove that from my mindset and move myself into the mindset of micro achievements, that's when I ultimately see the biggest amount of success and the biggest amount of resilience and resistance to wanting to quit or fall apart or anything like that.
That's huge. And I love that. I love that because I feel like this seems to be a problem in the space as well. It's like, there's so many business owners, so many entrepreneurs that do have this really grand vision. Like we dream big, which is good. It's good to dream big. But the problem in that is like not being able to break it down into those small actionable steps. So I really feel like for those of you that are listening right now, like really dial in on your vision, but then taking your vision and making it into those small actionable steps. And like what you're saying, man, it's just like focus on those small micro achievements and be able to, you know, look at those small steps, and that's how you're going to make progress. That's how you're going to be able to move forward. So I love that. I love that. Thanks for sharing that, man. That's huge. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. That's good. So, times.
Yeah. Heck yeah. So as far as with what you currently got going on, as far as on the wellness side of things, like what kind of programs are you implementing for your clients and helping them?
Yeah. Right now I have one program, which is another philosophy of mine. Keep it simple. One thing, one method, one high ticket price or one transformative price. And you can scale to 7-8 figures fairly quickly because you're not stretched too thin. And so in our wellness program, there's one option. It's called the Brain Code Rewire and Neuronutrition Method. And so the Brain Code Rewire is essentially rewiring your thoughts and minds and philosophies away from the need to do diets and away from the aspect of emotional eating and into the idea that you can lose weight without diets, without restriction, without pills or any of that stuff. And so the Brain Code Rewire really is the intersection of mental health, habits, and sleep. And then neuronutrition, we bring into play habits-based nutrition. So we take someone's lifestyle and build 100% custom plan designed and built for them that's going to work with their lifestyle. It probably won't work with for anyone else, but it's 100% exclusive to who they are and what they need. So they're allowed to install this into their life and install micro habits, like I just talked about, that allow them to be successful long-term and create what I call unconscious competence in this. And so by the end of our program, we've been able to create unconscious competence in these people's ability to look at mental health. So they feel better about themselves. They feel better about the way they look. Social health, they feel better about the way other people are perceiving them. Sleep, we've maximized and created optimal sleep capacity and patterns. Nutrition, we create habits-based nutrition. Fitness is getting people moving, making fitness an adventure and making it seem less just sucky. Nobody wants to sit on the treadmill for 2 hours a day. So we set them up with lifestyle fitness that you can actually do without equipment, without the gym, any of that stuff. And then of course, all of these come into play to create effective long-term habits.
Nice. That's huge. And I love how you're talking about too. It's like really individualizing it specifically, because I feel like that's where, I mean, obviously you're going to get the most results for each individual client. And so as a result as well, you can be able to really just put a high value on that, because they're going to get these certain results too. I think, I see that sometimes too in the space where it's like, you know, kind of like a one size fits all, like, you know, just do this course or buy this course, buy this program. Like you're saying, like, you know, do this course and you're going to, you know, be a millionaire by the end of it or whatever. And it's like having that individualized component. And then the handholding component as well, like guiding them each step along the way with these developed micro habits. Like that's really key too. That's huge. And I like how you mentioned like keeping it simple, just having one program to be able to really dial it in. What got, like, is there any sort of journey to be able to, like that you've experienced, like, have you experienced previously, like if you tried multiple programs before, multiple things to try and implement, have you ever tried that where it was like, man, this just, it's to be able to get you to where you are today, where it's just like, I have this set program for you.
Yeah, I think in the beginning of my journey, and maybe even before like ClickFunnels was popular, we were promoting like our $27 thing and then try this next thing and then this value ladder that everybody tries to promote. And it's just becomes a chaotic disaster. You spend all your money and all your time trying to get these low ticket products to convert, which produces zero revenue, with the hope and dream that someday someone's going to convert to a high ticket client. And then in the grand scheme of things, a tiny percent actually do. So you feel like a failure, but really the whole system is designed to addict you to the hope of it. And so what I did ultimately was let's get rid of the $27 thing. Let's get rid of the $500 thing. Let's get rid of any of these stupid things. And let's just focus on this one high ticket thing. Let's scale it to the moon until profit margins stop going up. And then we can install other things as we have the better systems and we can create focal points around each one of them. And I think for me, it was learning this process. It was like, okay, we sold this $27 thing. Now we need to sell 174,000 more of these to break it, to be profitable somewhat versus, hey, I sold one of these $4,000 things and that's awesome because I can sell four of these and live a great life.
Yeah. That's so huge because that just really helps. I mean, just talking about being able to focus on that one high ticket thing so that you can be able to have the personal life that you're wanting to be able to achieve, you know, with your family, with your lifestyle and what you want to be able to do as well, that can then fuel you even more to show up that much better, for your current clients with that high ticket offer, or in the program with the high ticket offer, whatever you are being able to do. So that's, gosh, that's huge. That's another, man, you're just dropping tons of value, nuggets. Man. This is awesome. Yeah. Nuggets.
Like I said, I'm just too dumb to stop screwing stuff up. So I've learned everything along the way.
Like, yes, that's awesome, man. Awesome. So now as far as business side of things, I know you've got some stuff in the works to be able to help entrepreneurs as well. So can you talk a little bit about that and what you provide as far as not the wellness programs, but to be able to help entrepreneurs, you know, with their business or business?
Yeah. So along the way, we've built up the brick and mortar business that was a great business. And we've built up the online component of what we're doing now. I was chief of growth for a big business consulting organization. And from all of that, I've essentially been able to build, and we have a media company. So I've been able to build and scale and sell some of these businesses and keep some of them. And so I've made a career out of actually being an entrepreneur, not just the one in the bio. Yeah. And so what I've learned along the way and what I'm doing now is I don't want to be the guy who just built a business off of selling other businesses to business owners who want to sell courses or something like that. I wanted to actually take the real life experience that we have and install it into other people's businesses. So we built this three-step strategy to be able to install our systems, our processes, our procedures into other people's businesses so they can build what we call a permission-based captivation system that generates leads that allows you to enroll clients at a high ticket. It's like $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 clients. And that puts you in a place to where you do it in a heart-centered and authentic way. So everything we do is organized and aligned with building a relationship with people. So we don't get objections. We don't get any sort of sleazy things in sales. People are, they see us as leaders. They see us as authority in the space. And we design and build all of our programs around transformation versus just like a typical USP or a selling proposition. We're building a transformation proposition for people.
Nice. That's huge. And that, like, I like how you mentioned as far as like a transformation, because that's key to be able to get the results that they need is to have a full transformation process. And so with this program specifically, like what is, cause I know you have a certain way to be able to offer this to people. What's the best way if, anyone on this call, on the replay can be able to reach out to you to be able to learn more about this program. What can they do? And what does the program entail necessarily?
Yeah. So the program basically goes into three philosophies that I have. So first step is optimizing what I call the triad of business. So step one in the triad is creating the brain code rewires. So rewiring your brain code around against the hustle and pray strategy in business and into the strategy of creating efficiency around yourself, your life, and your business. So we need to organize you, organize your time, organize your capabilities, and then build what you can and actually will do to make this a successful program. Then what we do is we look at what I call creating the transformation offer. And so it's not just a typical like unique selling proposition or a sales message or whatever. It's creating an offer specifically and in uniquely designed around transformation for a client, around high ticket transformation. So you're providing a service that's valuable and designed to create the one thing that these clients need to ultimately transform their lives or their businesses. And we need a transformation offer to really make that happen and to build that out. And then the last thing we teach in the triad is heart-centered enrollment. So how to enroll people in these high-ticket programs in an authentic and heart-centered way without objections, without sleazy sales tactics. And so when we get on the phone with people, it's asking them questions. It's challenging their thoughts. It's challenging their disbeliefs. It's challenging whether or not they believe they can do it and helping them come to an agreement as to whether or not it's a good fit for them. So by the end of the conversation, they're asking you to enroll. You just tell, hey, what do you want to do from here? And they say, well, can I sign up? Well, yeah, I guess that's what you want. And so we get out of that mindset of like, do you want to do this? You have to do this. You're stupid if you don't, or this is the reason why. Here's how you handle objections. It's like, it's no, we move all that stuff out and put ourselves in as an authority and a caring and nurturing leader.
Nice. I love that. Is the nurturing and caring leader. Like that's in coming from that standpoint, like in two there, I mean, it's just, I love how you talk about the order too, as far as like, first of all, rewiring brain, right? Like being able to, because that, I mean, even as a business owner, an entrepreneur, right? Like there needs to be that shift for yourself as well. Like focusing on mindset first and foremost, like bringing, like taking care of the inner world first so that you can show up the way that you were designed to show up. And so I love how you have that and then into the transformation and then into the enrollment. Like that's so huge. That's awesome. So, what's the best way for, people to get in touch with you to be able to access this?
Yeah. So if you want to get in touch with me, I set up about a 20-minute training that you guys can watch. It tells you the three secrets. So how to build and optimize a triad of business, how to build a predictable faucet system. So how to get a faucet you turn on to have leads just pouring down for you. And then ultimately mindful business modification. So how to grow and scale and remove yourself from the process. You can get that video if you go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/ChansLogic. And then just send me a DM that says beyond. And I'll send that right over to you personally. And I'll even say, hi, it's not a robot, I swear.
That is awesome. That's great. So yeah. So getting in touch, and that's too, that like coming into that personal component and how to be able to connect. Connections, like connecting is key. I always love the saying, like, when you connect, you collect. And I mean, it just goes beyond even just the aspect of like collecting like money, but just like collecting like experiences, being able to collect value, being able to collect energy, like from somebody, like, and so I think that's so important. That's so huge. And so so everyone that's listening, watching the replay, head over to his Facebook page. You said it was facebook.com/ChansLogic. So I just put that within the comments of the video. I'll have it in the description as well. This is huge. This is huge to be able to take your business, you know, as an entrepreneur, your journey, to be able to take it to the next level. Get in touch with Chandler. Like, this is, I mean, all the value and the golden nuggets that he's dropped on us today. It's been incredible. Thank you so much, man. This has been great. Really great.
Yeah. Good times. Happy to be on here. Nice. And if the Facebook thing's too long for you guys, just go to stoneagefuel.com/9-step and that'll take you to the same place.
Nice.
But yeah, it's been cool. Hopefully there was value. If you guys are falling asleep at this point, let's wake you up. It's time to wake up because the podcast is over. And I hope all my stupidity across the years and things I've screwed up have provided value for everybody listening. Because ultimately, my philosophy and what we call a lot of our things is we're building a culture of care. We need to build a culture of care amongst ourselves, amongst our clients, and amongst our clients' clients. And by extension, what I teach in business becomes an extension into a lot of other people that business owners are teaching. And so I take it pretty seriously, the fact that I'm impacting a lot of people in a lot of different ways, not only my business, but your business and another person's business and someone's life eventually. And so this is why we have like a transformation offer. This is why we teach fulfillment. Like, how do you actually transform, and how do you teach transforming, and what does it look like? It's not just another thing. It's not just, hey, go sell a $4,000 offer and then give them a group call. You'll be great, I swear. It's so much deeper than that. We still scale. We still have our time free, but we also need to be able to take care of people. And if we can't do that, we should get out of the business, because the days of the group coaching call, I think, should be over.
Huge. Yes. Nice. Woo. Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that, man. That's huge. So one last kind of final question here as we wrap it up. So it's a time machine question. So if, you know, right now you had like all the knowledge, all the experience, all the wisdom that you currently have as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, and you're in a time machine, you go back in time when you first started your journey, what was the one thing that you would do differently as you're just starting out?
Yeah, I think what I would do differently is, and looking back, I kind of embrace my journey. I embrace what happened and I embrace all the things along the way. So I think what I would do if I had the ability to go back, or even just like send something back, I'd send myself a note that just says, stay the course. Don't doubt yourself. Everyone's telling you you're stupid for stopping medical school. Everybody's telling you're stupid for opening a business, dumb for doing all these things. But in the end, everybody was wrong.
That's huge. I love that. Awesome. Stay the course. Final note. You heard it.
That's right.
Everyone, stay the course. You got this. Thank you so much, man. This has been awesome. So much value that you just dropped on all of us. I really appreciate you, brother. This has been great. This has been really awesome.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me on. Hopefully it gave you guys some value. I'm here to help, here to serve. So aside from what we got, the ways we told you to get stuff, you can always just message me or friend request me on Facebook too. I'm a pretty open guy. It might take me 3 days to get back to you, but I will in Messenger eventually.
Nice. Awesome. Awesome, brother. All right. Well, you heard it. Go ahead and reach out to him. You know, you can personally message him. You can go to stoneagefuel.com/9-step, right?
Yep.
For one of the links. And then also, facebook.com/ChansLogic. So I've got that in the chat. I'll have that in the description. Thanks again, man. Thank you all for tuning in and being able to just really just take, like, really digest this interview, because there was a lot of value that he dropped as far as being able to take your business to the next level. And really, really just keep that in mind as you're going, like, stay the course to be able to push through, you know, those obstacles, those barriers, those limitations that do arise, because, you know, we do go through struggles, but those define us. So stay the course and commit to your journey as an entrepreneur, to being a one entrepreneur. All right. So thanks again, man. Really appreciate you. Thank you all for tuning in, and we'll catch you on the next one. All right. You are awesome. Thank you so much for tuning in to the One Entrepreneur Podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you do not miss a beat. Every single week, providing value through live interviews with One Entrepreneurs. So, see you next time. Love you. My name is Austin Blanchfield. Tune in out.